discussing the comment of the Ram yesterday on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, if you write a get on Isuri Hanoe, the get is good. So the Ram raised an issue, he raised two issues. He raises one issue of if you have Isuri Hanoe, that Oimid Lisreifa, maybe I should say, Konkur Abshim and Kol Oimid Lisreif, Kisarev Dami, and it should be considered Kamisha Enom. So he says, if you're like Reb Shimon, that's Taka the Din. So we just mentioned yesterday that that needs a little further research. Not all the Rishonim agree with that run. Many say the Reb Shimon never said that. His Din was very restricted. It doesn't. He never really meant to say that it's considered Kimisheno. Then the run. Then there was another point that was brought out. The Vilna Gaon quotes this run on Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that Kosval Yisrael is good, so the question was raised, what happened to the din of kitoise mechta shiura? If you have something that's oimid l'sreifa, we say it doesn't have a shear. So that's correct. It doesn't have a shear with respect to mitzvahs that require a shear. So the Gemara will apply kitoise mechta shiura with respect to a lulav, with respect to an esrog, because the Mishnais have a minimum size for the esrog and a minimum length for the lulav. But a get doesn't have any minimum size. Right, the Gemara says on the next daf, Hilcha Shabbos, each item that you carry has a shear. The Gemara Chav Beisam and Aleph. If you carry Michael Adam, has a shear. If you carry Michael Behemoth, if you carry metal, if you carry wood, if you carry paper, if you carry different kinds of parchment, each parchment is unmixed with something else. So each parchment has a different shear. So one of the shurim is a certain type of parchment used to be used bizman ataram to write a get on it. So bizman azel also, there is a normal size of a piece of paper that you write a get on. But al pi halacha, there is no requirement for a minimum size. The hilcha shabbos for hoitzo, you have to have shurim. So the Mishnah gives you whatever is a normal size to write a get on. But strictly speaking, there is no minimum size for the shir. So that's why the din of kitos mechta shura doesn't apply. Kitoise mechta shura itself is also questionable. When does that apply? The Mishnayos in Sukkah apply it to a lulav and an esrog shel asherah, which is oimid l'sreifa. So we say kitoise mechta shura. So it's lacking the minimum size that it requires. There is a Tosfos in Soita on Daf Chaf Hem Beis. A Tosfos asks a kasha. If you have Orla or Kloya Kerem, which is mitzvasa b'sreifa, so maybe I should say kitose mechta shura. So it never has a shear with respect to what do you need a shear. So the din is that oichalim to be mekabel tuma, oichal is mekabel tuma, even pachas mekashir. But to be metamiach erim, the din requires a shear kibetza. So on that din, there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rabbi Natam, Rashi and Tais. Rashi's opinion is that this is minatorah. That oichel of Michael Adam, Michael Behem is not mekabel tumah. But Michael Adam is mekabel tumah even less than a kibetza, but letame acherim requires a kibetza. And the Rabbi Natan brings many rayas from Gemaras, from the Sifra, that it's not so. That just like letame acherim you need a kibetza, letumah satzma you also menatari need a kibetza. Bachas mekibetza is not mekabel tumah menatari, it's only mekabel tumah with the Rabban. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara seems to say explicitly in a few places that Orla and Kloya Kerem are Mekabel Tumim and Atoira. So they ask Akasha, how can it be if Kitoisim Echtushura, since Orla, Kloya Kerem, Amitzvasa, Misreifa, so why don't you say Kitoisim Echtushura, so it should be considered as if you don't have the minimum size shear that's required, you don't have the shear kibetz. That's Tosis Kasha. So and that also the Vilna Gaon has in his commentary. This is one Bir Agro. This is the famous Bir Agro. When Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, that if you write a get and Isuri Hanoe, it's good. So the Vilna Gaon has a long essay. Usually just gives one or two lines. It gives you the Maamar Kaim, and here he has a long essay. So he quotes that Tosis in Soita. And he says he wonders whether the Tosis is right, that you should apply Kitoisi Mechtish Yura, the Orlo Aklea Kerem, that is Mitzvosa Bisreifa. The Gemara only has it explicitly by Avodah Zarah, by Yirani Dachas, you say Kitoisim Echdushura. Because it's not only a mitzvah to burn it, it's an issa to have it in your possession. So you have to get rid of it right away. You have to destroy it immediately. Or Lachlak Kerem, when you get around to it, you should burn it. Midirabbanan, you shouldn't leave it around the house. Mishum Chashash Takola. If you leave the orla klal kermer, I don't know how someone by mistake may eat it, even macholas asuris. Forget about orla klal kermer is also banua. Even if something is muta banua, but it's also bachila. So the Gemara says midirabon. There's an iser mishum takolah, not to leave it around the house. But on the level of their isa, orla klal kermer is not a halacha that it's min anisrafim. The Mishnah in the end of Tamura divides all of these Surah HaNoah into two categories. There are Nisrafim and there are Nigbarim. Some of them, it's a mitzvah to burn, but it's a brentnish. It's not a mitzvah to burn in this minute. You can wait till tomorrow, you can wait till next week in order to burn it. Masheni ken avodizara. Avodizara is a din lo yidbak biyotcha miyumim and acher. You're not allowed to keep it around at all. It's immediately oimed l'sreif. So the Vilna Gaon is questioning whether the Tosis is right. Then there's a further question. Tosis is assumed. If you say kitoisi mechtu shur, well, how do you translate literally? Kitoisi mechtus. Like it says, Moshe Rabbeinu chopped up, not Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, one of the malchi saw the chiteis nechash, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. No, later. The chiteis nechash hanachoshes. Who? Chizkiyahu. So what does it mean? Lechateis means to chop up into tiny little pieces. So kitoisi mechtu shur means, if something is omed l'sreifa, so we treat it as if it's chopped up into tiny little particles. So let's say you have orla klei akerem, you have a big fruit. Let's say you have an apple tree. And an apple grows within the first 3 years, and the apple is the size of a kibetza. So Tosis is bothered with akasha. Why not treat it as if the apple would be chopped up into tiny little particles? So what's taka the din if you have Cheerios? You have sachakol, Cheerios, Wheaties, you have sachakol, you have a kibetza. But any one particle doesn't have a kibetza. So if an Adam tummy touches it, so it's not makabel tuma, because you don't have one piece that has a kibetza. What do you say? Fine, it's chopped up. But altogether, you have a kibetza, so it is makabel tuma. So many, that's other achrenim raised that issue. How does Tosis know that their premise is correct, that if something is chopped up into tiny particles, the sacha kol is you have a kibetza, but in one particular piece, in one specific piece, you don't have a kibetza. Tosis assumes that it's not makabel tuma.
It wouldn't be makabel tuma anyway, just because it's a beria. Let's say a zayis is smaller than a kibetza.
Yeah.
So a zayis can never be makabel tuma because it's always smaller than a beitza.
According to Tosis, yeah.
It wouldn't be different because that's
beria.
That's what it is. It's a davar fashe by itself.
I don't know.
That shear is only for. Tziruf, no?
Beitza
is not just
for tziruf. What do you mean for tziruf?
When I want to be mitzarif, two different things, so it has to be that size.
Yeah.
But when I have if I have a Cheerio, so even though it's tiny, but that's the thing itself. The Cheerio itself is a davar chashuv the way it is.
Tosis raises the possibility for bracha achreina, maybe. If something is a beria, maybe it has a chashivus to say bracha achreina, even though it doesn't have a sheer kizayis. I don't know. Maybe. Got to look into that too. I don't know. Then yesterday we were discussing the Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak. The Mishnah says, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha B'Kesef or B'Shava Kesef, so it has to be a Pruto Shava Pruto. What if someone is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri Hanoah? So the Mishnah gives you a whole list of all the Yisuri Hanoah, and it says Einu Mekudeshah. So why is Einu Mekudeshah? So we were running through the three different opinions. Some achrenim held that it's ainu shalo, some achrenim held that yisurei hanoah are shalo, but it's ainu b'shuso, and Rashi always says that it doesn't have shavei pruto. Rashi apparently thinks that it is shalo and it is b'shuso, just that it's not shavei pruto. So there's such a similar machloikes in Sukkah. The Mishnah says that if you have an esrik shal orlo, it's not kosher l'mitzvasa. So the Gemara has two explanations, are given by the Amorai. So one Amorai says, because ein bo heter achila, that an esrog is described by the Chumash as a pre eitz hadar, and a pre means an edible pre, if it's kosher. If you have a treif esrog, that's not acceptable. That's what there's a whole deal in Achreinim, a whole machlekes in Achreinim. Years ago, it used to be a practice, maybe some people still do it today. You have leftover esrogim that nobody bought, so they buy them on Erev Sukkis, right before Yontef. They buy each one for a nickel or for a quarter, and then they hang out the esrogim in the sukkah. Usually the esrogim sell for $100. So Erev Sukkis, Bein Hashmashis, no one's going to buy these esrogim for $100. So you can buy a whole bunch of them for a nickel each. So they used to hang up esrogim as Noye Sukkah. So Noye Sukkah, a hooked in the mitzvah, so they become Asa B'Achil and Asa. You're not allowed to use it for anything else. So the whole discussion, what's the din? If your esrig became nifsal in the middle of Sukkot, can you take down the esrig over there and use that for the mitzvah? The din is that it's also b'hanos, and maybe I should say that mitzvah is lovely honos nidnu. Maybe I should say that using the esrig of the noye mitzvah for the noye sukkah, to use that esrig for the purpose of the mitzvah of davening, maybe that's mitzvah is lovely honos nidnu. Maybe that's not considered violating the suri hanor. But the question is, if it's emo heter achila, do you consider that an esrig that's also b'achila? Kosof, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a whole discussion. So again, the Gemara gives two Amoraim. And the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara gives two Amoraim. Why the Esrik Shalor is not acceptable? One reason it's because Ein Behetar Achila. It's not called Pri Eitz Hoda, but it's also Achila. The other reason the Gemara gives, Ein Bo Din Momen. What do you mean, Ein Bo Din Momen? So that's why the Ritvo on Sukkah has the famous two Pshatim. One Pshat is that since Arla is also Bahanoa, it's Ein Shaloi. A lot of Rishonim hold that all Yisuri Hanoa are Ein Shaloi. You cannot have Bailas on Yisuri Hanoa. A Jew cannot have bailus. If a non-Jew owns it, it's the fame. It's not also banos. It is shalom. But if a Jew owns it, it's not called shalom. And the other suggestion that a lot of Shanim have is, no, it is shalom, but it's called dayne b'shusa. Because since not allowed to use it, so it's considered inaccessible. So Rashi on that Gemara also doesn't say ayne shalom. It doesn't say ayne b'shusa. He says, ayne di mamam is it, that doesn't have a shabbat pruta. What does that help? For kiddushi, you need a shabbat pruta. That's the first mission in kiddushin. If you're Mekadosh b'kesef, or b'shava kesef, so it has to be a pruta or a shava pruta. But for shalachem, but for the mitzvah of dalad minim, so you need shalachem on the first 2 days. So what does this mean that you need a shava pruta? So that's what Rashi writes in another place in Sukkot. Rashi writes, yes, and in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh that requires shalachem, the item has to have a minimum value of a shava pruta. There's a shear in shalachem. If it's worth less than a shavah pruta, your ownership in it is less than a shavah pruta. Rashi has it in another place in Masechet Sukkah regarding Sukkah, where the Sukkah has to be shalachem. Gemara has a machlokes Satanaim, Rav Blazer and the Chacham. So we paskin Odom Yetzer Dechavasa b'sukkah shalachaver. If I visit someone else, I can be yetzer the mitzvah Sukkah by eating in his Sukkah. That's how we pashtus says. That's how we paskin. Some achrenim want to pass him like Reb Leizer. And Reb Leizer holds that you're not Yotze, Eiranam Yotze Dechavasoi, this is Kosu Shalchaber, just like Yom Tefrish and Shalchad, Eiranam Yotze Dechavasoi, Bilulov Shalchaber, Beesregu Shalchaber, so too, Eiranam Yotze Dechavasoi, this is Kosu Shalchaber. Pashto says, not only the first day, Pashto says, Reb Leizer says, all the 7 days of Sukkot, the Sukkot has to be Shalachem. Tosi says, how can you visualize such a thing? You have a husband and a wife, and they have a lot of children and grandchildren, so each one has to sit in his own Sukkot, they can't sit in one Sukkot together. So Tosis works hard to answer that kashim. It's a murderous kashim. So the Gemara brings a raya. The Chachamim say that you are Yaitse B'sukkos Rishon Chaver. So they bring a raya from a pasuk. It says, Basukas Teish B'shivas Yom Kol Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'asukas. So the mashmois of the pasuk, the Chachamim say, the mashmois of the pasuk is, Kol Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. The simple translation of the words is, each and every Jew should sit in Sukkot. Kol Ha'ezrach, each and every Jew should sit in Sukkot. So the Tanoim, the Chachamim, the Rabbi Lezer say, Kol Ha'ezrach, it's theoretically possible to build one Sukkot that all of Klal Yisrael should be Yitzayim. Everyone will be a gigantic Sukkot. So you have millions and millions of Jews sitting in the same Sukkot. So the Gemara says, and it's not going to be Shalachem. Why is it not going to be Shalachem? The Allah have a shutvis in the Sukkah. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, but it won't be Shavu Pruta. It won't be Magia Shavu Pruta to each one. How can it be? There's a Sukkah. Let's say there are 20 million Jews. I don't know how many million Jews are there. What's the world population? Let's make it bigger. 30 million Jews. Can you? Okay. So let's see. There are 30 million Jews in the world at one given time. So how is it possible that there should be a Sukkah that should be so expensive that each one of the 30 million people will have a Shavu Pruta's worth? What is it? Made from gold? Made from, it's impossible. It can't be that a sukkah is so expensive. So Rashi writes again that in order to fulfill a mitzvah that requires shalachem, there's a minimum requirement of a shavah pruta. So that's how Rashi learns over there also. He doesn't learn that the esrik shal orlo ein ba din mamet. He doesn't learn that it's ein shaloi, nor does he learn ein b'shusa, the two popular pshatim that the Ritva suggests. Rashi learns differently. It is shalai and it is b'shusai, but it's not shavu pruta. And in order to fulfill a mitzvah that requires shalachem, you need that it should be a shavu pruta. That it should have a minimum shavis of a shavu pruta. This is a famous shaila halacha lemaisa in Hilchas Pesach. Shabura quotes a synopsis of the discussion that the Achrayim have. Let's say a man is not observant and he has chametz in his ownership on Pesach. So he's in violation. The Bali Rabbi Matzah, what can he do? He's not religious. And he dies in the middle of Pesach. And his children are observant. So do the children have to go run to burn the chametz immediately? Because now they yarshin the chametz, so it's theirs. So and now they're in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah. Or do you say, no, the oilam, the chametz was eino shaloi. Maybe the chametz was eino shaloi of the father. The Gemara says, shnei dvar meinim b'shusu shalodam, v'asan ha'kasu kilehim b'shusu. So one of the two is chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'shei shalos al-ma'atzah. How do you translate? Shnei dvar meinim b'shusu. So one of them was bor b'shusu rab. Bor b'shusu rab means that it's eino shaloi. Doesn't only mean that it's eino b'shusu. So why does the Gemara use the lashon shnei dvar meinim b'shusu shalodam? So it could be because of the other one. Chametz b'shei shalos al-ma'atzah. Half of the Rishonim say the chametz b'pesach is also b'hanoah. It is shalom, but it's ain't a b'shusa. It's inaccessible because it's also b'hanoah. Or it could be that chametz b'pesach is also ain't a shaloi. And the expression used by the Gemara ain't a b'shusa is lav dafke. It really means ain't a shaloi. So this is the big machlekes that the Rishonim have. Chametz b'pesach is also b'hanoah. Is it ain't a shaloi or is it ain't a b'shusa? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rashi denies both. Rashi holds that it is shaloi. Rashi could be that he holds it is shalai and it is b'shus, just that it's not shavu pruta. Okay. So why should a person have a Rashi read this gemara? Shnei dvar meinim b'shus shalom asan hakosu ki lahim b'shusai. So it's not shavu pruta. See, not in violation of Bayura, by Matzei. But that's what a lot of Achrayim said. No, chametz b'pesach Rashi will be maskim. Rashi will have to agree that it's either in shalai, reinim b'shusai. Because it's ton ibud min oilam, because you're not allowed to hold it in your ownership, you're not allowed to have it in your possession. That's a popular notion that a lot of achrenim have. That Rashi would be moited there, that it's more than just saying that it's einish avaprut, it's either einish alay or einish b'shusa. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokes harishonim and a machlokes achrenim, and he has this shaila, this is a discussion in the Chok Yankif, and in the Rabbi Yehuda, and many achrenim. The father had chametz in his ownership, and he dies in the middle of Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Eina b'shusa asan hakasuv kilahe b'shusa." So does that mean that it li'olam it is shaloi, but it's just considered eina b'shusa? But in order to violate by your rabbi matzah, you have to have full ownership. You have to have shaloi b'shusa. So the halacha considers it as if it were shaloi b'shusa. So if you should say the chametz really is shaloi, the only issue that the Gemara was piltling about was the b'shusa. So if the father dies, it goes birusha to the son. So the children who are observant have to run taka immediately after the minute after the father dies, have to go on and burn the chametz because they got the chametz birusha and now they're in violation of bayi rabbi matz. But if you say the other way, if you say the chametz mishe shol salamayla is really en shaloi masan hakasu ki lehein b'shusai. So Achrayim use an expression. Maybe what that means is that there's a kinyan iser. There really shouldn't be a kinyan mammon at all because on all iser ano atzein shaloi. Asan hakasuv, with respect to the violation of Bali Rabbi Matzei, we treat the chametz as if it's shalai. So maybe that means a kinyan iser. And then they relate the Gemara and Gittin later. The Gemara has in Perek HaShalech, the Gemara discusses when a person owns, when a Jew owns an Eved Kanaani, so he has, the Rishonim use an expression, he has a kinyan mammon and he has a kinyan iser. So the Gemara says, what's a din hamafkir abdo? Someone is mafkir his Eved Kanaani. Hefker is chalan in Eved Kanaani, but Hefker is only chalan in Kinyan Mamet. Hefker can't be chalan in Kinyan Iser. So what happens with the Kinyan Iser? He retains the Kinyan Iser, so it's machlek, it's Rabbi Shmuel. So one Amir is of the opinion that the Pasuk says, V'chalevedish miknas kesef malta osoz yachal bo. So the Gemara wonders, why does it say V'chalevedish? The din applies to Evedish also. Same din, whether the Eved belongs to Nisha, the Eved belongs to Nisha. So one Amir is of the opinion, V'chalevedish, if the Eved Kanaani has a master, if somebody owns him and didn't mamon this, if there's a Kenyan mamon on him, then you can have a Kenyan Iser also. If someone is Mafkar Abdo, so there's no Kenyan mamon, so there's no Kenyan Iser either. The one opinion is Hamafkar Abdo Yotzel Echeris, the Eved goes free, Venetzorach Yet Shechrer. There's no need for Shtav Shechrer because you can't retain a Kenyan Iser independently of the Kenyan mamon. So once you Mafkar the Kenyan mamon, so immediately Kenyan Iser evaporates into thin air. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that the hefker was only chala on the kinyan mamin, and tzar get shichur. The yavid kinyan still needs to get shichur in order to cancel the kinyan isa. So what's the din in such a case? I have an yavid kinyan, I'm mafkir him, so I cancel the kinyan mamin, so I retain the kinyan isa, and then I die. So does the yavid go birusha to my yershim? So the Gemara has a discussion. So the Gemara at one point says, the question is lamaskana, the Gemara backs out from this. That's the problem. But the Gemara at one point said, later in Gittin, Perak HaShaleah, that Isura Lamaris Inish Libre. That's the Lashon HaGemara. The only kind of moment that goes Birusha from the Morish in Yesh Nachon, if a Morish owns Mammon, a Kenya Mammon, a Bailus, and Dini Mammon, that goes Birusha to the Yorshim. But if the father who died only had a Kenya Nisi, didn't have a Kenya Mammon, Isura Lamaris Inish Libre. That doesn't go Birusha to the children. So the Gemara says in such a case, let's say Hamafker Avdo Umeis, Hamafker Avdo Yotzelacheres v'tzar get shichur. And if the Adon of the Eved dies, and then the Kinyanisa can go Birusha, also Eved ain't lo takona. The Eved is stuck because the Kinyanisa doesn't go Birusha, and there's nobody alive who can give him a shtah shichur. That's one opinion in the Gemara. So that's what the group of Achrenim suggested over here. That if the father dies on Pesach, the Chometz but Pesach is also manos. That's really and shalom. Asan hakosuk kilein b'shusai. We call that a kinyanisa. So if the father dies, a kinyanisa doesn't go b'irushin to the children. So the children have no problem. They don't have to run to burn the Chometz. There's no big rush. If the Pesach is over, then it'll be shalachem. So then they'll get it b'irushin. Then they'll have to throw it out because of b'chametz shavah l'va Pesach. But on Pesach, since it's asabanoa, so the father had no bailus indeed in mamanis, and a kinyanisa doesn't go b'yirusha. The problem is, this in Mishnah Berurah quotes this whole machloikis. So it's a shayla halacha lamaisa, how do we paskin? Whether we sirah hanoa reinu shalai, reinu b'shusa, not just the pilpul. Not just 2 days in Rishonim and a machloikis achrayim. And years ago, this was a popular topic. A lot of sifrei pilpul on Gemara will have a long simon on this topic. Running through all the rais, pro and con, whether Yisra Hanoa Reinu Shaloi, or Yisra Hanoa Justeinu B'shusa. What's an afkemina? The afkemina halacha l'maisa is, if the father dies on Pesach, whether the children have to run to burn the chametz or not. So that's a shayla, halacha l'maisa.
Is there anything chalukah? Does it automatically go straight to the kids, or the kids have to like divide up what they're
going to
each get?
Kozman, they don't divide it up, so it belongs to what the Mishnah calls tfusas habayis. Sometimes it's called tfisas habayis. Tfus Habayis means it's owned by Yerusha by all of them together, so they're all Jewish. All the Yerushim are Jewish, so there's going to be a Bal Yerusha.
Can you say any one of them has an Isser if they don't individually own it?
Yeah, all together. They do individually. They own it. They all own it together, and they're all Jewish. It's not a corporation. It's not a corporation. They're all Jewish.
Hey, so can you say like the kids don't want it? Like,
Yerusha goes Bal Korcha. Matana, you can't give Bal Korcha. Pishnaim, you can't give Bal Korcha of the Bechor. It says, Lasis lo Pishnaim, Matana Kai Rachmana. So you can't give a Matana Bal Korcha, but Yerusha does go Bal Korcha. If you don't like it, choke on it. If you don't like it, you get it anyway. You don't want to be mafkirit. But you get Yerusha Bal Korcha. So these are famous topics. So this Gemara is involved also because the Ktzais HaChoshen asked the Kasha. The Ktzais based his whole Shtikal Torah, he based his Kasha on the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Mem Hei. But the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, we went through yesterday the whole calculation, that Ashur HaNiskal, after Gemara Din is also Bano, Mechor Ein HaMachor. Before Gemara Din is Muta Bano, so Mechor HaMachor. So the Gemara seems to say beferish that Yisuri HaNoah don't lend themselves to Hakno. You can't be Makna to someone else. Either it means that it's Ein Shalai or Ein B'shusa, one or the other. How can anybody say that it's not Shavu Pruta? How can Rashi say not Shavu Pruta? The Gemara said Beferish, Mechor Ein Amachor. So yesterday we answered it. So the Ktzais quoted that Gemara, you see from the Gemara Beferish, Mechor Ein Amachor. Either it means that Yisuri HaNoar Ein Shalai or Ein B'shusai. So how can the husband be Makna to get to the wife? You cannot be Makna, Mechor Ein Amachor. Something that tells Manah, I can't be Makna. So he thought, if this Gemara is a Raya, this Gemara is an indication that the get doesn't require haknoa. He said, this answers all the kashas in the world. So that was questionable, whether we accept that Ktzais or not. Rab Chaim, in explaining a certain difficult Rambam, assumed not so. Assumed that a get does need haknoa.
what is the svara that something that's pachas v'shava pruti, you can't have baila sim? Why not?
No, we assume you can't have baila.
According to Rashi, what does Rashi mean? Rashi says that.
Not for the mitzvah.
Huh?
No, when there's a mitzvah that you need shalachem to fulfill a mitzvah, so there's a shear. It is, but just like there's a shear how tall the lulav has to be and how bulky the esrik has to be, so too there's a shear in value of shalachem. So if it's less than a shavapruta, it's a pachas migashir, you're not yoytze. It is shalachem, but there's a minimum shear in shalachem. Just like loisigzal. There's a shear in the lava, like all the abeiros. If you eat macholas hasura, is less than a kezayis, so we pass on chas shear asman atur. But in order to be loike, you have to eat a kezayis. So here also, if a person steals a shavapruta on the mailo, he's over on loisigzal. If he steals less than a shavapruta, so the Magen Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam, that'll be chas shear asman atur. There's a shear for whenever there's a mitzvah loise say on gzeila. So the Rambam says the shear is shavapruta. And less than the Shavar Pruta will be a Chatzis Shir. So Rashi holds that Shir applies to mitzvahs as well. That whenever there's a mitzvah that requires Shalachem, you're only Yaitzeh, you're only fulfilling within the mitzvah if it has a Shir of a Shavar Pruta. If you own less than the Shavar Pruta, so it's, if you're not Yaitzeh the mitzvah.
Does that answer up the Kasha on Rashi by Hamakti Shidei Avdo when the Gemara says only if
Rashi says that the Hegdish is not Chal. That's a big Chiddush. The Hegdish is not Chal on Pachas. That's difficult. The Pashto says that you can have ownership on less than the Shavar Pruta, and you can't be Makna less than the Shavar Pruta. The Rav Soloveitchik always used to bring a Raya, then he used to say he doesn't even think you need a Raya. But the Gemara says in Perek HaZov, you can make a Kinyan Chalik and Koinim Bekli, Afal Pishen Bo Shavar Pruta. But when you have to give over the kli to the other party, the koine gives over the kli to the makna, it has to be makna the kli. So you see, koine mekli afal pishen meshavah pruto, that there is ownership and you can transfer ownership on less than meshavah pruto. That Rashi is problematic. Why Rashi says hekdush is not chal on less than meshavah pruto? That's what Tosfos asks. The Mishnah in Perek HaZoh quotes chomish pruto saying the five dinim that depend on meshavah pruto and never mentions that hekdush is not chal on less than meshavah pruto. But Rashi holds for the purpose of fulfilling mitzvahs by sukkah, if you hold you need shalachem, like Rab Lezer Shita, or by Dalad Minim, where you do need shalachem, so if it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, so it's pachas mikashir, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. It is shalachem, but for the purpose of the mitzvah. Like when you have a mitzvah shloiseh, so you say you need a kashir of Shavar Pruta if it's like sigzal, to violate the full shir, or you need a shir of kezayis by machovas asuris. Every mitzvah has a shir. Yeah, the get has to be written l'shmo. That we saw from day number one. That's the whole first daf. The get has to be written l'shmo. So the premise is the get has to be written. You need ksiva. So what's the definition of ksiva? So Gemara says v'kasa v'loy v'chokak. You have to have daf ksiva, and chakike is not acceptable. So the Gemara says anay ma'isa chakike is not acceptable. What if you take a pinkos? A wooden, a piece of wood, and you carve out a get, or you take a piece of metal and you engrave a get on the piece of metal. So that's certainly good. How can you say the cost of a loy v'chokak? And Mar says, no, there are two kinds of chakike. There's chok toiches and there's chok yireches. So if you carve out the limbs, the yerech, the form and the figure of the letter itself, so that's called ksiva. Chakike is also ksiva. But if you'll shave out around the letters, and the mele, the letters will be bolet, you'll carve around the letters and the inside of the letters. Chokatoch. You carve out the inside and the outside of the letter, and the mele, the letter will be bolet. It'll be standing out. So chokatoches, that's not called the maisik siva. That's not called the maisik siva with respect to what? Which halachas require ksiva? So the Gemara says a get needs ksiva. The pashta says a sefer Torah also needs ksiva. Let's say the ink will spill on a piece of parchment, and then I'll erase all the ink around the tzurasayis, and I'll leave the ink where the tzurasayis was. So originally, when the ink spilled, there was no tzurasayis. I formed the tzurasayis by erasing all the ink on the outside, all the ink on the inside of the hay or the samach, and the mail I'm left with the letter. So that Tosfos holds that that's called choktoiches, and that's puzzle. That's not called ksiva. The Gemara says the tzitz had to have written on a kodesh lahashem, and that required michtav bituchei choisam. Kodesh Lashem, it says, Michtov. So the Gemara says that had to have ksiva. What kind of ksiva did it have? What they wrote in ink on the Pasha Pshat, they didn't write in ink on the gold. That doesn't make any sense, because the Mishnah writes on the Rambam and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that they wrote on the gold Kodesh Lashem. It's very difficult. Where does it get it from? The Gemara is mashma, they didn't write in ink. Michta Pituche Chosem means it. The letters of Kodesh Lashem, Lamed Yud Kei Vav Kei, were bolet. So the Gemara says, and how do they get them to be bolet? So if they carved around, that's Chok Teches, and that's not called Ksiva. So that wouldn't be kosher for the tzitzit. So the Gemara says they had a bang on the backside. They had a bang on the other side. So it was Chok Yirechos. They banged out the letters on the other side. But if they would carve out the letters on this side, they would bang. If you have soft gold and you put you press down a shape on top of the tzitz, and the mele, the Kodesh Lashem will be bolet. So the Gemara says that'll also be a problem of Chok Teches. That'll be possible. So the Gemara requires Chok Yirechos with respect to a get. The Rishonim assume you require Chok Yirechos with respect to, say, the third fill and a mezuzah, if the ink spills and so on. It says, let's say, you wrote Oisiyas and the Oisiyas are touching each other. And there's a halach in Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah that we require Mukav Gvil. Every letter has to be surrounded with blank parchment. Gvil is blank parchment with no ink written on it. So let's say I wrote the letters and they're touching each other. So that's no good. That's a paslos. Uchzav tom, ksiva tamo. So that's where the pasuk teaches us that every letter has to be, every Ois has to be Mukav Gvil. So if I'll erase the negia between the two letters, that's not a violation of Chok Teches. The Tzuras Oisiyas were clear, even with the negia. The only thing is that there's a paslus over here. So if you erase it, you make it that each letter is Mukav Gvil. That's not a problem of Chok Teches. Is by erasing, you create a Tzuras Ois. Let's say the letters are touching in such a way that neither letter has a Tzuras Ois, or one of the two Oisiyas doesn't have a Tzuras Ois because of the negia. So then, no Tzuras Ois. Then by erasing it, you give it a Tzuras Ois, that'll be a violation of Chok Teches, that'll be pasul. But if it's Tama Negia that pasuls, by erasing you make it Mukav Gvil, so that's not a problem of Chok Teches. It says in Shulchan Aruch also like that. There's a special din by Tefillah and Mezuzah, which doesn't apply to Sefer Torah. That Tefillah and Mezuzah have to be written Kisidra. Never says in the Gemara, but in Shulchan Aruch they quote it from the Mechilta. Tosfos and the Gemara sounds as if they disagree. Tosfos talks about correcting a mezuzah. So it's a question whether Tosfos thinks that the Talmud Bavli doesn't hold in this din. Or Tosfos, perhaps you could fire him for the Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos is talking about a different case. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's the accepted opinion, that the writing of Tefillah and a mezuzah has to be considered. You have to write everything in order. If you wrote a parsha of a Tefillah and a mezuzah and you realize that you have a mistake, you wrote a wrong letter, so you have to be able to erase everything from the end up until that point and rewrite everything. You have a Shem Hashem, then you can't erase it. So you can't correct it in the Sefer Torah. If you have a mistake in the Mili, you can correct it. And Tefillah and Mezuzah, it can't be corrected. So what's it then? Let's say if you wrote a parsha of Tefillah and Mezuzah, and then it turns out that one of the Oisiyas has an Egiya to another Ois. So that has a paslus because it's lacking a Mukav Gvil. So that says in Shulchan Aruch it depends. Because of the Negiya, it's lacking Tzuras Ois. So that Ois doesn't have a Tzuras Ois. So then just like you cannot correct it by erasing the Negiya, that'll be a violation of Chok Teches, so too you cannot correct it by erasing the two Oisiyas and writing them all over again, because everything from that point on is written already. So that's a violation of Ksiva Shalai Kisidra. But if you have a Negiya, that's not Mekalkal the Tzuras Ois. Each of the two Oisiyas is nicker, what the Tzuras Ois is supposed to be. The only problem is you're lacking Mukav Gvil. So those Oisiyas are lacking Hechsher. So that there is no such din, that the Oisiyas have to acquire Hechsher in order, that is no halacha. The halacha only says you need Ksiva Kisidron. The creation of the Tzuras Ois has to go in order. Shin, Mem, Ayin. Shema Yisrael, Shem, Elokein, Hashem, Echad. Has Shin and Mem and Ayin. But if the Hechsher of the Shin comes after the Hechsher of the rest of the Parsha, because it was lacking Mukav Gvil, so that doesn't create a problem. So this issue is discussed twice in Shulchan Aruch. If the Negiyah of the Oisiyos is Mekalkal the Tzuras Ois, or it's not Mekalkal, it's a din of Negiyah. It's relevant, but can't use the din of Negiyah. The din of Negiyah by two Oisiyos is relevant with respect to the halacha of Mukav Gvil. and it's relevant that it shouldn't be chok toiches to correct it. Is it chok toiches or not? And it's relevant benegia to the din of kisidron, writing kisidron.
So the nachkamina should be if you have a long chaf that touches the bottom of the page.
A long chaf for sure has a tzura size. The only thing is that it lacks hechsher. That's a shaylon shulchanach also.
Pischachu talks about milta sefer Torah about the long chaf.
Yeah.
Till the bottom of the page, if you have to, in the sefer Torah, do you have to get rid of it or not?
Yeah, in Hilchus Tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Mechaber quotes it. Mm-hmm. He quotes it from one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim, that if you have a long chaf that touches the end of the page, so you have to correct it. But that's not a problem of Shalok Yisidron. That's only a problem of lacking Mukav Gvil. What about in Hilchus Shabbos? Kosev v'Shabbos is one of the Malachas. What if a person writes all your day Chok Toichos? Would it be potter on Shabbos Achai? So that's a famous machlek, is the Rashboa and the Ran in Masecha Shabbos. Because the Gemara talks about a person had a ches, and he erased the gag of the ches. The ches is a vav and a zayin, or two zayins. Depends whether he writes Ksav Ari or Ksav Bes Yosef. So the ches is a combination of two letters with a chatoitra on top. So if he erased the chatoitra, the hump, the camel's hump is called the chatoitra. So if you erase the hump on top of the two zayins, or the vav and the zayin, so then you'll be left with two oisiyos. So the Gemara says, if not by legage de ches, and asos shnei zaynin, then the Gemara says that yechayv. So it sounds from the Gemara, the chok teiches is chayv on Shabbos. So that's a machlokes harishayin, whether that's true, whether chok teiches is chayv on Shabbos or not. So the Ran over there wants to say that since by Shabbos there's a din of malachas, machshavas, asur Torah, so chok toiches is chayiv. What did he see in the phrase malachas machshavas? Why does he quote malachas machshavas? So that's Aran and Masecha Shabbos on the sugi of Kosev. Yeah, the minig has been for many centuries that when we write a get, we don't use a pen with a metal tip. Because a pen with a metal tip, whether you're writing on paper or you're writing on parchment, is going to make an indentation if you write a little bit heavy. A lot of people use a ballpoint pen. So after they write on a piece of paper, you look on the other side, you can see that everything was pressed in. So since it's going to make an indentation, so that's a violation of a kasav alay v'chokak. So the Achronim say, what do you mean, a kasav alay v'chokak? The Gemara says, v'alay v'chokak, if chok yireches is good, if chok teches is no good. Just the chok yireches, this is good. And if the pen doesn't have any ink, let's say you have a ballpoint pen, doesn't have any ink, and you write on a piece of paper, so that would be good. There's nothing there, you just have this, the indentation. If you would scratch a hole through the whole paper, through and through, that's chakike, it's called ksiva. But just to make such a slight indentation, is that also called chakike? That would be kosher. So if it would be kosher, so the get would, so other rabbis, so the get would be good. So what's so bad if you have a chokak? So what, it's a ksav, agabi ksav. They're not sure exactly what the chumra was based on. What's the problem? It's a ksav, agabi ksav. That even if there wouldn't be any ink, if you would push down, if you would use pressure with the metal tip of the pen, you would have the tzur associates, would be chakukim, would be engraved on the piece of paper, not engraved, cut through and through, but it would be, you would have a deep crevice over there, and then the ink on top of it is a ksav agabi ksav, so that's no good. Ksav agabi ksav is no good. Questionable. Why? Because the bottom ksav was also lishma, because the indentation was lishma. The only time ksav agabi ksav is good is if the bottom one was not lishma. Yeah, but if you have dio agabi sikro, it enhances it. So if you have ink on top of indentations, it certainly enhances it. So shouldn't that be good? What's the problem? And it's not ksav agabi ksav, it's all bevasachas. Everything happens bevasachas. So they're not sure exactly what that chumre is based on, not to use a metal-tipped pen. But that was it's mentioned in the Ramos says, the minig is that when you write a get, you use a feather, you use a quill. You don't use a metal-tipped thing. And the Achronim said, because of a loy chokah. So it's a big discussion. Sridi Yesh has a discussion that since, in modern times, we live in recent years, nobody writes with a quill. Only a sefer writes a gitna, writes a sefer Torah. Normal people don't use those kind of pens. So maybe today we can use a metal tip pen. So he has a whole tshuva. He starts working on the different reasons why they were machmer, why the minig began in the first place. It's problematic.
Wouldn't there be a ksav she'en shel kayama?
Probably. Probably would be a ksav she'en shel kayama. It's probably not called a ksav. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we use a quill for a sacred potato? Could you use a pen?
The Pashto says you could use a pen. Why is the minute that you use a quill? So I got it in the Gemara somewhere. Either Kabbalah or Agada in the Gemara. It's not a pen. It's not a halachic reason. They don't give a halachic reason. They give an Agadita. What's the din if the husband gives his wife a get? He says, "Harei zekitech v'hani yorshali." So the Gemara says, "Einim gureshes." Why? So Rashi says that it's also as parches ba'avir. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this in Hilchas Shabbos. He says that in order to be considered ksav, you have to have ksav that's attached to a background. So he points out the Gemara said on Chofam et Aleph, that Gemara is Chofam et Beis. Harei zekitech v'hani yorshali is on a Beis, and it's a tosefta. And it's quoted later in Mesichta LeKamanda Fine Hey. Fine. But on Amar Aleph, the Gemara quotes another Braisa that if a person has, he gives us a get, Koshtashichur, Ksav Shalgabi Akipa Vanduchtri, so that's not considered Ksav. So what does it mean? Let's say some people have, I'm just walking to the Yeshiva now, so one of the students walking down the block, so you have, they have this, the letters, or whatever it says there on the yarmulke. So you have the letters in silver or gold, whatever, and these are attached to the yarmulke. So if it's not well attached, they just have letters, so that's what Rashi would say, that's not called tzav, that's osias parches bavir. Keep of anduchteri means you just have the letters and it's not well attached to the background. So in Hilchas Shabbos, Ramosha says the same thing. A ksav is only if the oisias are mitzurif to a background. And the same thing over here, the husband has to give the ksav with the background to the wife. Harez a get if on a yoshali is no good. It's a shayla also. He wrote a get for his wife on a tashal zohov. Here the Gemara has on the fourth line from the top of Chof Amid Beis. Boimene Rabban Rabnach Kosla get al tashal zohov. What did he do that for? What is he, crazy? What does he write a get on Tashal Zov? Because he wants to pay her the ksubim. So he says, Hareza gitech is kabli ksubaseh. The Tashal Zov is the whole value of the ksubim. So the Gemara had a suffix whether it's good. Why should the Gemara have a suffix? You have to give over the get to the Isha, Vinosan. Okay, Vinosan. The Tzoy says that you don't have to have a haknoah, but you still, if you say Hareza gitech on the Yoshali, then it's no good. So you have to give it to the Yisho, and you have to give it B'Torah's Gerishin. So here he's not really giving B'Torah's Gerishin. He's giving the ink B'Torah's Gerishin, he's giving the golden background B'Torah's Piron Achoy. So we can understand why there's an opposition. We can understand why there's a suffix. There's room to say that it's no good. The Gemara comes out L'maskana that it is good. So it's not a question, why is it good? So the Rashba works hard to explain why it's good. It's not so poshut. It's not such a glatt explanation. We don't fully understand why it is good. It should have really been like Harizi Gitoch and the Yorshali. So we say it's not the same. Okay. We say Kosvelot Al Tashal Zov. He says Harizi Gitoch is Kablik Subosach, that it is good. What if he says Harizi Gitoch Hamanos Shetachziri Li Es Hanayor? So then the Gemara quotes the Tosefta that is good. So the Gemara asks later on Daf Hayin Hey, Maishna Reishna Maishna Sefer. How do you explain? Isn't it a discrepancy? Harizi Gitoch. So the get is only chal when she gives back the niyar. She doesn't give it back, so it's not chal. So that's the same as hareza gitach v'niyar shali. It should be no good. So the Gemara there on Ayin Hay gives two explanations. One explanation the Gemara gives is there is a machlekes hatanoim. There is a machlekes hamaroim, which tana to paskan like whether kolohim almanas, koim ha'achshav dami and not koim ha'achshav dami. Means there are two kinds of tanai. A man can give his wife a get and say hareat megureshesli on the condition. If and when it snows in the next month, If and when it snows in the next month, Hariya Megureshes. If it snows, then she'll be Megureshes from that time on. Or you can say Hariya Megureshes Li Me'achshav on the condition that it snows during the course of the next month. What's the difference? A big difference. Let's say she lost the get before it snows. If he says Hariya Megureshes Me'achshav on the condition that it snows in the course of the next month, so there's no problem of Kol Sekinyona. The get is Kayam right now. The get is Chal right now. If it turns out that it snows in the course of the next month, the get will be chat now. But if he says, Hariya Megureshes Meni, if and when it snows in the course of the next month, if and when, so then at the time that the get is being chal, namely when it snows, the get has to be b'shusa, she has to have it. If nikra haget, then the Gemara says it won't be good. Then enough kiminis. So we know there are two types of tanai. There's a tanai vim, and there's a tanai me'achshav. So this is a question. In the days of the Tanoim, there was a machlokes. In the days of the Amoraim, there was a machlokes. Which Tana's opinion should be adopted? Just because the accepted opinion in the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim was the Kolohim Amanas is Koyim Me'achshav Dami. So this is really problematic. Just because in the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim, that was the mashmois of the Hebrew, the usage of that phrase, Amanas is Koyim Me'achshav, doesn't necessarily mean that that should be the dim zman hazeh. It all depends on the common usage. There are a lot of words in Hebrew that the mashmos of the word has changed from the days of the Talmud till zman hazeh. Modern Hebrew, everything is different. Ad kedei kach, there are those who claim that modern Hebrew is not Loshon HaKodesh. It's a different language because it's so different. Okay? So we mentioned many times that's what the Miri writes in the middle of Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara works with the klal that b'nedarim halacha chaloshim ani adam. If a person takes a neder or a shvuah, so what's included in a neder is determined by the usage, by the terminology, by the language that he used. So the Gemara has a lot of times questions, tanoim, and the Gemara comes to a conclusion. So the Miri always writes, he repeats this many, many times over, that that's bo'os ha'mokam bo'os ha'zman. In the days of the Gemara, in Bavel, that's the way they spoke Hebrew, implying that it's not necessarily true. Bizman is in the countries where we live. It could be that in the way we speak Hebrew today, it's not going to have the same mashmas as it had in the days of the Gemara. So this also, Kolayim Amanas, Kolayim Me'achshav Dami, I don't know. We have to make a survey to find out whether it's still the same as Bizman is there. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that that's the din. Kolayim Amanas, Kolayim Me'achshav. Someone should make a survey if it has to do with Loshem and Yodam. So the Gemara says in the Dorm, in the middle of the Dorm, you have a lot of dinim that depend on Loshem and Yodam. So the Gemara says that's the klal. Then the Gemara has there when they get to shtaris and interpreting a shtar. So also it's a question of lashon. What's the mashmas of the lashon? So you have to follow lashon and yodam. What do people mean when they use such an expression? What's included in the shtar? What's not included? So again, so the Gemara says on ayin hey. The way we assume lahalacha that koloi mamanas koyim me'achshav dami. So the fellow says to the wife, Hariat megureshes mimeni. Almanoshet tachziri li es ani yor. So kolay mamanos kamei me'achshav. He says Hariat megureshes mimeni me'achshav. He gives her the get. She's megureshes now on the condition that in the course of the next year you give me back the get. So that's not a problem. That's not harez gitach mani yor shali. Harez gitach mani yor shali. He never gave her ksav. He gave oisias parches bavir. Here he gave a ksav. Let's say he gives her the get. I raise a get on the condition that you burn the get within a year after I give it to you. Okay, fine. You can make any tanai you want. You can say I raise a get on the condition that you burn it within a week after I give it to you. So you can say I raise a get on the condition that you give it back to me a week after it's chal. So if kolay mamanas kamei me'achshav dami, he said there's no problem of avosias parches ba'avir. The Gemara raised the problem because they thought that maybe this Tosefta follows the opinion of the other Tanoim. That's Rebbe's opinion. But it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, an Ayin Hei, and a Machlekes HaMoraim, which opinion should be accepted, which should be which opinion should we adopt. So they wanted to press that this Tosefta shouldn't be taking a stand. So they said it could even be that the Tosefta follows the opinion, Kolam Amanos, Zlav Kaim HaMe'achshav Dam. He says, Zlav Kaim HaMe'achshav. So he's saying, Hareze Gitech, if and when you give back the get. So that's no good. That's Hareze Gitech on the Yorshali. So then it's Osias Porches Bavir. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why in the Sefer it's good, the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer, Hareze Gitech on the Yorshali is no good. Amalasha Tachzir Elias on the Yor is good. How can it be? So the Gemara says, if you say it in the Signon, in the style of Almanas, in the Lashon of a Tanai, So then we have rules and regulations that are called Mishpatei HaTanoim. If the Tanai doesn't live up to the conditions that are required in the Torah for the Tanai is a Chiddush. If not for the Parshas Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven, we would have assumed that you have no right to make any Tanai on anything. And Gittin Kedushin, Mekechamem, can't make any Tanai. So it's a Chiddush in the Torah that we learn out from the Parshas Tanai Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven that you have a right to make a Tanai. So Tanai is only valid if it conforms to these rules and regulations. One of the rules is that you can't have Tanai in Maisa B'Dover Echad. You have to have Tanai B'Dover Echad or Maisa B'Dover Acher. So he says, HaReza Gittach, the Maisa is on this piece of paper. This is your get. If he says, HaReza Gittach, on the condition that it snows within the next month. So the get is the piece of paper and the snow is out there. HaReza Gittach, on the condition that you give me $1,000, give me $100,000. So the get is this and the Tanai is the $100,000, something else. But HaReza Gittach, he gives it a piece of paper. Amanosh Tachziri Li is Hanayar. So that's Tanai Maisa B'Dover Echot. So that's in violation of the Mishpatei HaTanoim. Because we learn that from Parshas Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven that Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal with them. He said, Im Yavru Unisatem. If they fight in the war of the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, the days of Yishuv Benun, then they're Zoche to get Eber HaYarden. That's what their request was. They wanted to get Eber HaYarden. So the Tanai was fighting in the battle. And the Maisa is Eber HaYarden getting that share in Eretz Yisrael. So that's Tanai Maisa B'Shnei Dvarim Neferodim. But Tanai Maisa B'Dover Echad, that's not acceptable. So that's the Gemara's alternate suggestion. And maybe the reason for this Sefer is because HaReza Gittach Menashe Tachziri Leis HaNiyoris Tanai Batla Maisa Kayam. That's why the get is good. If in the Reisha he didn't say it in the Signon of a Tanai, He says it in a lotion of Shiur. But I'm not giving you the piece of paper, I'm only giving you the writing, I'm only giving you the ink. So he didn't use a lotion of Tanai, but in the, so then he didn't give her anything. So he has Parchas Bavir, but in the Sefer where he gives it and he uses a, he's trying to bring about the same result, but he says it in a signon of a Tanai. So if you're making a Tanai and it's in Tanai, Maisa B'Dover Echad, so Tanai Batla Maisa Kayam, that's why in the Sefer it's acceptable. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So Tosfos has the famous Kasha. The Gemara says in so many different places, you can give him Matana Menos Lahachzir. We do it all the time by the Dalad Minim, and the Gemara talks about other things, Matana Menos Lahachzir. What's it then by Kiddushin, if you give the ring of Matana Menos Lahachzir? Somebody was discussing, what if you give Shalach Manas on a Matana Menos Lahachzir? The post can say you're not Yotze, because Shalach Manas, you have to give him food that he can eat. He's going to eat it, he can't be machzer it. Different dinim pigyon up. Then matanam naslachzer. How can you ever give matanam naslachzer? The Tanai is on the same thing that the Maisa is. The Maisa is on the money, and the Tanai is on the money. Isn't that a violation of Tanai Maisa B'Dov Rechot? So Tosfos has two interpretations of this din of Tanai Maisa B'Dov Rechot. One interpretation is that it should be understood kipshuto, that the Tanai and the Maisa have to be on two different things. And all those Gemaras that talk about Matam Nas Lachzer are in disagreement with this Gemara in Gittin Afayin Hay. They all reject that Gemara that there ain't no such din, that you need Tanai B'Dover Echad and Maisa B'Dover Echad. They don't accept it. And then the other suggestion Tosfos gives is no. Tanai and Maisa B'Dover Echad doesn't exist. That's not one of the Mishpatei HaTanoim. The Mishpatei HaTanoim are that one time holds you need Tanai Kofel. Machlek Zameh Nechachamim. Ramei holds you need Tanai Kofel. And then once you need Tanai Kofel, you have to have Hen Koedim Lalab. Then you need Tanai Koedim Lamaisa. Then you need Tanai Shev Shalakaimo. Fine. But this is not one of the Mishpatei HaTanoim. What, that you need Tanai B'Dovarech and Maisa B'Dovarecher? No. It means a different thing. If the Tanai is Soser LaHamaisa, if I give a get, HaReza Gittech, then I say the get should only be Chal if and when you give me back the piece of paper. That's how the Gemara interpreted the Sefer. If you hold Almanasa's Labkoim Ameachshav Dami. So when he says HaReza Gittach Manashe Tachziri Li Yisaniyar, it means HaReza Gittach if and when you give back the piece of paper. So that's a contradiction. What do you mean? The get is only Chal if he does give her the paper. If he gives her the paper, HaReza Gittach Maniyar Shali, so it's no good. That's Osias Parchas Bavir. So if he dresses it up, if he does, he's trying to do HaReza Gittach Maniyar Shali in the Signon of a Tanai. He says HaReza Gittach Al-Menashe Tachziri Li Yisaniyar. So then it turns out that his Tanai is in contradiction to the Maisa. The Tanai, I say, so the Maisa, so such a Tanai is not valid. That's what it means. But a matana manas lahachzer, everybody knows that it means the esrig is yours now on the condition that you give it back sometime in the future. You'll be to the dalad minim now when it'll be shalavem. And you give it back later. So it's not a tanaya soysa lamais. Tanaya soysa lamais is only if you assume kol alma manas lavkoim me'achshav dami. So what he's saying in the Sefer is, Harizei Gitech, Likishe Tachziri Liyas Haniyah. So that's a Tanaya, so it's a Lamaisa. That's no good. Yeah, what? There's a halach of Sefer Echud Veloshnaim Mishlosh Esmar. The cost of law, Sefer Krisus. So the Gemara has a din Sefer Echud Amrachman Veloshnaim Mishlosh Esmar. The Gemara has the same drasha by the cost of Hakoinus Ha'ola So'ela Ba Sefer by the Megillah Saito. That the Megillah Soita has to be Bas Sefer, Sefer Echod, Veloshnaim, Veshlosh Esvar. So here Tosus has a problem. Tosus Dimar Maschel, Sefer Echod, on Daf Chof Amid Beis. There is a Mishnah in Soita on Daf Yutches. Ksova Bishnei Dafim, Psula, Sefer Echod Amrachmano, Veloshnaim, Veshlosh Esvar. If he writes the Megillah Soita on two different Dafim, two means two different columns. You have, let's say, a Yiriyah and a Sefer Torah, from the stitches to the stitches. You have a few columns there. You have a minimum of three columns. You always have way more than three columns, five or six or seven columns. You have an Yiriyah. So those are usually referred to as Dafim. So there's a Mishnah later on Pei Zayin on the base. This quotes both Mishnahs. Mishnah later, Pei Zayin says, Shir Miksaget because of a Daf Hasheni is kosher. If he wrote to get all in one column, the 12 lines, then it's not long enough. So he finishes the get on the next column. So the Mishnah says that it's good. Bishnei Dafim is good. So how come that's not a violation of Sefer Echad Veloshnaim Veshlosh Esvar? And the Mishnah in Saita says, Kasva Bishnei Dafim is Psula, because Sefer Echad Veloshnaim Veshlosh Esvar. So Tosfos says there are two different kinds of Shnei Dafim. The din is exactly the same. By Megillah Saita and by get, it's the exact same drasha, the exact same din. Sefer Echad Veloshnaim Veshlosh Esvar, it depends. If you have two columns on the same piece of paper, the same piece of parchment, and they're both on the same side of the paper, so that's acceptable. That Bishnei Dafim is a Hemshech. But if it's on two different pieces of paper, so that's when it's no good. If it's on two pieces of paper, it's no good, not by get and not by Megillah Saita. And if it's on two columns on the same piece of paper, on the same side of the paper, then it would be good both by Megillah Saita as well as by the Getisha. What would be the din if he writes on two sides of the page? But if he writes the get on one side and he doesn't finish, so he continues to write on the back of the page. We do it all the time. You write a letter, you write on a piece of paper, you write notes, so you write on one side of the page and you write on the other side of the page. So by us, we always write on two sides of the page. But the Shaila is on, so by us, there's always a Hemshech. Here, the Gemara is, no, Amad Aleph Amad Beis, Amad Aleph Amad Beis. There's always a Hemshech, Amad Aleph Amad Beis. But the question is, Al Pidin, is that considered a Hemshech? So Tosfos doesn't say what the din is. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says that a Sefer Torah has to be written on parchment, Ksiva L'shma, and the whole works, Bidyo, Ksav Ashuris, and it says in Megillas Esther has the same dinim of Ksiva as the Sefer Torah. Then it says about Nevi'im Ksuvim, it's unclear. A Brisa and Perek called Kisvei HaKodesh. Masechus Shabbos has 24 prokim, so one of the prokim is Perek called Kisvei HaKodesh. So it has a couple of dinim. Most of the dinim of Ksiva, Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah are in the middle of Menachos. Middle of Menachos, the Mishnah is talking about which parts of the Mincha ma'akvim zeh. Then it says which parts of the Mezuzah ma'akvim zeh. Oisachas is me'akevis. Afilu ksav echod is ma'akev. Then the Gemara has all the discussion of Tefillah and Mezuzah. And then it says Shal Yad is not Ma'akim Shal Rosh is not Ma'akim Shal Yad, but within the Shal Yad, every Yos is Ma'akim. So the Gemara has all the dinim of Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah, most of the dinim over there. And some of the dinim of Ksiva, Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah appear in the middle of Masechah Shabbos. So there's a brisa there, in Perek called Kisvei, in Masechah Shabbos, where Tosfos has two opinions. So one opinion of Tosfos is that all of these requirements, that it has to be parchment, has to be Ksiva L'shma, and the whole works, and the Ksav Ashuris, this is only required by a Sefer Torah and by Megillah Esther. By Nevi'im Ksuvim, you don't really need that. So the Taz in Yerideya, in the third Chelik Yerideya, on Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, says maybe you can rely on that opinion when you lay in the Haftoris. When somebody gets someone's laying Kriyas HaTorah, so you have to lay from the Sefer Torah. It has to be a Sefer Shalim. So when you're laying Haftarah, you should lay also from the Sefer Shalim. So you should really lay from a klaf that has the whole Sefer Yeshaya, has the whole Sefer Yirmiyah, has the whole Sefer Melachim, whatever it is. So that's expensive to have a whole klaf that has everything. So the Taz says, according to that one opinion in Taisus, if you have a printed Tanakh, is also good. Because Navi Maksuvin don't have the same high standard that's necessary for Heksha, Sefer Torah, and Megillah Esther. So a printed Tanakh, even though it's paper and it's not parchment, and even though it's printed by non-Jews, it wasn't written Lishma, and it's not the same kind of ink that you're supposed to have for Sefer Torah, everything is different. So maybe everything goes. So that's what the Taz writes in Yeridei and Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Magen Avraham was written a little later than the Taz, so the Magen Avraham didn't have a Taz on Aruch Chaim. Magen Avraham is a commentary on Aruch Chaim, so he didn't have the Taz on Aruch Chaim. He never quotes the Taz on Aruch Chaim, but he already had the Taz on Yeridei. So every so often, the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim will refer you to a Taz on Yeridei. So in Siman Reish Pei Beis, you have Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah twice. In Aruch Chaim, you have it on regular Sheni V'Chamishi. It says that you say Tachnin, say Behurachim, and then you take out the Sefer Torah and you lay on Sheni V'Chamishi. So you have most of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah there. Then you have in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Pei Beis, you have the Dinim, a couple of added Dinim about Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yontav. So you have a couple of added Dinim. So the Magen Avraham there talks about the Haftarah. So he refers you to this Taz in Yerideya, in the third Chelek Yerideya, that rather than read the Haftarah from a printed Chumash that just has the Haftarah, it doesn't have a Sefer Shalem, so it would be preferable, according to the other opinion in Taisus, you don't gain anything by reading from a printed Yeshaya, from a printed Yirmiyah, because it's not on parchment, so it's worthless, you didn't accomplish anything. But it's preferable because there's one opinion in Taisus that it is a Sefer Shalem. So it's preferable to learn from a whole Tanakh, or from whole Sefer printed, a whole Sefer Yishai, a whole Sefer Yirmiyah, rather than just to read the Haftarah from the Chumash, because it doesn't have a Sefer Shalom. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Taz. Better would be to learn from a klaf, where you have the whole Sefer Yishai. But if you don't have a klaf, so rather than read the Haftarah from a printed Chumash, so it's better to learn from a printed Sefer Yishai that has a whole Sefer Shalom. So the Chazon Ish, Rav Salveji used to make fun of this. And the Chazon Ish also writes the same. He says, there is no such shita like that. The only time the Taz would say that it's good, the Taz is talking about printed svarim. But he says, it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. The printed svarim are printed on both sides of the page. Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, Amad Aleph, Amad Beis. So he says, and it's all held together because they have clips and it's sewn over here. So he says, no. We would be makel. There would be such an opinion of Taisus. If you would have a printed Sefer Yeshaya, everything printed on the same side of the page, and the pages are glued together, pages are stitched together, taped together. But it's not on one side of the page and it's a hemshech. It's on one side, then the other side, the front, the front, the back, on an olive on the base, and everything is held together by clips. So that's l'chol adeitz, that's nothing. So the Chazon Ish is assuming that there's no hemshech from one side of the page to the other. That kind of two columns, that shnei dafim, that there's no hemshech. That sefer echad v'lo shnayim v'shlosh is from. There's no hemshech over there. And the Taz and the Magen Avraham didn't think so. They thought that there is a hemshech from one side of the page to the other. That's the shayla. But if you write a get? You write a get on one side of the page and you continue on the other side of the page. Would that be considered a hemshech or not? Then the Gemara has an interesting shayla over here. What if the husband gives the get to his wife and it's very expensive parchment, let's say, and the whole get is only 14 lines. The get is 12 lines and the chasimas are 2 lines. So 14 lines. That's just a big piece of paper and big empty spaces in between. And he can use these empty, if he wants really to cut the get into 14 slices, and he gives the get to the wife and he says, I'm makna to you all the 14 lines, the ink with the background behind it, but the inch of space in between the first line and the second line, between the second line and the third line, mishita to shita, he wants to be mishar for himself. So what's the din in such a case? What's the din? There's nothing to discuss, the Gemara says. It's a violation of shnayim mishloshes svarim. Why is that a violation of shnayim mishloshes svarim? But it's all mechuba yachad. It's all one piece of parchment. It's all one piece of paper. So you see from the Gemara, either that you need a haknoah, so you're making 14 haknoahs, you makna the first line, second line, and in between, you mishai for yourself, you see that 14 haknoahs are no good, has to be one haknoah. Or even if you say like the tzai, so you're just rewording the same thing, not that you're doing 14 haknois. If it's one, if you're giving the whole piece of paper, so it's one haknoah. Or using the tzai's terminology, it's one nesinim. But if in shita, the shita you mishar for yourself, so then it's not one haknoah, then it's 14 haknoah, so it's 14 nesinim. So that's a violation of Sefer Echad v'Lashnayim Shloshesvan. So the Gemara says, if it's really ben shita l'shita and the whole blanket between is keeping for himself, that's a violation of Shnayim Shloshesvan. That's not one nesina, that's 14 nesinas. We're talking about a case, l'tzvicha de ma'ura. What do you mean de ma'ura? He says, every line that has writing on it, the whole background belongs to you. And then, wherever there's writing, the whole background around it belongs to you. And then, from the first line to the second line, from the second line to the third line, there's always some ink that's connected. That he wasn't so careful, so some of the ink is overlapping. From the second line, some of the ink is superimposed on top of some of the ink from the first line. Some of the ink on the third line superimposed on top of some of the ink from the second line. The letters are connected, so there's a connection from the first line to the second line, to the third line, to the fourth line, to the 14th line. There's always a connection. So he's giving her this get, it's one big nesina. So that's what Tyson says, it's a right from the Gemara that there's no requirement for Mukav Gvil by a get, because the Gemara says that there's overlap in the ink. So Tyson says, no, not necessarily. One can insist, Li'olam, that you need Mukav Gvil. The original source of Mukav Gvil is Uchsav Tom Ksiva Tamo. That's what Tyson quotes. The last line in the Tyson, Lot Zvicha de Ma'ura, and Chofam and Beis. They quote from Menoches Daf Lamedali. The pasuk says, "Uchsav tom al mezuzas beisecha v'sharecha." So the simple translation, "Uchsav tem oisom, uchsav v'tom." You should write the words of the Torah. You should write Shema v'hayoyim Shamaya on the mezuzas, al mezuzas beisecha v'sharecha. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. "Uchsav tom, ksivatama." It should be a ksivatama. What says ksivatama? That it should be mukav v'el. The oisio shouldn't be touching each other. That's the drosha. So Tosfos says the truth of the matter is the whole source is only by mezuzah, and Sefer Torah Tefillah and mezuzah always have the same din. But how does get come in? Get doesn't need a ksivatam. There's no halacha of ksivatam. Why did Tosfos have even a halamin in the first place to think that that mukav vil? Why is the minig that lachatchil we machmar on that we insist on having mukav vil even in the get? Because there are those who insist that you need tagim. For a get. Tagim for a get. Tagim is for a Sefer Torah. And even in a Sefer Torah Tefillah and Mezuzah, there's a big machlekes with a Tagim Ali Yikuvah. So many Rishonim hold that Tagim are not Miyakev. The Tagim are not Miyakev. Rabbi Akiva Hayadoresh, I'll call Tag the Tag. I'll call coats for coats, the Gemara says. Coats for coats means on all the Tagim, Tili Tilim Shalaloch. None of his drushes listed. None of the drushes are quoted in the Gemara. But apparently, Elu Yele Dibili Kim Chai. The Gemara says there, Menachas, the Rebbeinu Shlom was completing the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. So Rebbeinu Shlom was writing the whole Torah with the Tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do I need? Tagim. It's good the way it is. Give me the Sefer Torah. So he says, no, there's going to be a Tamachachim who's going to come many generations from now, and his name is going to be Rabbi Akiva. He's going to darshan all the Tagim. I'll call coats and coats till it tilim shavalah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, show me, what does it look like? How can it be? So he shows him a video, he shows him an image of Rabbi Akiva giving shir, and he's giving a whole pilpul on the tagim. We don't have one drasha in the Gemara on the tagim. So apparently, this is a pchina ve'elu ve'elu diri l'kimcha. The Rabbeinu Shlom put in the tagim because that's one derech in learning, and that's not accepted at all. So we pask in the tagim anat me'akev. We really, the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold tagim on me'akev. When the Tam holds that the Kutzu Shol Yud is Me'akev, Sabechad Me'akev, when the Kutzu Shol Yud is Me'akev, so he seems to hold that the Kutzu Shol Yud is a different interpretation of what it refers to. So many interpret in Rabbi Natam, it goes on the upper tag, on the left hand side, the tag, the one tag that goes up. The letter Shatnez Getz, Shinayin Tes, Nun Zayin, Gimel Tzadeh, Shatnez Getz require three tagim on the left of the shin, the three heads on the shin. So the one on the left side needs three tagim on the top. And the letter Yud needs one tag. So Rabbi Natam holds that Kutsu Shal Yud is Me'akev. It sounds like he holds that all the tagim are Me'akev. But most of the Rishonim hold tagim are not Me'akev. So where does it come from? If tagim are not Me'akev, it's just the din l'chatrin l'sev, etar tefillin mezuzah. Of course it doesn't apply to a get. Why should anybody in his right mind think that you need tagim as a machloikes? The Mordechai quotes The machlokes, many Balei HaTosfos insisted that you have to put in tag. Where they get it from? Because there's a difficult Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. There are 39 Ovos Malachas, and HaKosev is one of them. So the Dinim of Ksiva in the middle of Masechet Shabbos. You start Ksiva and Daf Kuf Beis or something like that. One of the Rabbanim in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn used to say, you can know the first 100 blot of Masechet Shabbos and you still didn't do the Aleph Beis of Shabbos. Because Aleph Beis, Kosev Oisachas, is on Daf Kuf Beis. The first 100 blot doesn't say anything about Ksiva on Shabbos. So the Aleph Beis of Ksiva is on Daf Kuf Beis and Daf Kuf Yim Oladim of Ksiva. So there's a Gemara there that says that you, sounds like it says in the Gemara, you're only chayim on Shabbos for kosev if you put tagim on the osius. So all the Rishonim wonder, how can it be? What? So it sounds like it's not called an os unless you have tagim. If you're writing ksav ashuras, if you're writing English, the osius are complete without tagim. If you're writing ksav ashuras, it's not. So how can it be? So let ksav ashuras be another script. If English is good, so let ksav ashuras also count as another script. Unless he holds like that opinion that the halacha only recognizes two scripts, only recognizes Yevanis and ksav ashuras, and the ksav ashuras needs tagim. Because we say the halacha recognizes every script, if it recognizes Arabic and it recognizes English characters, recognizes all Chinese and Japanese and all scripts. So let ksav ashuras without tagim be another script. So no, apparently they hold after ksav ashuras and it has to be tagim. So the Mordechai quotes that some of the Balei HaTosfos is based on that Gemara. The Gemara says you're not chayiv on Shabbos unless you have tagim. So some introduced tagim into the gittin. For many generations they gave gittin and didn't put tagim in. So they introduced this chumer. Then other rabbanim said, Kedei shelo lahotzi lazal gittin rishonim, you're not allowed to introduce any new chumers. That was the Gemara that we had before. So they insisted, no, but this is a real, like Rabbi Kivega said, this is a real psul. The Gemara of the Farish and Shabbos, that you're not chayv kosev on Shabbos if you don't have tagim. So you see that if you write a get without tagim, it's not a kosher get. You have to introduce this chumra. Because they will be mamzerim. They have to be moitzi laz. You have to say, all the children who are born by these gittin that don't have tagim, we don't put in tagim, we don't hold like that. So how do you deal with the Gemara is a problem. So the Rishonim over there work on it. How do you interpret the Gemara? How can you read the Gemara otherwise? So because there were some Rishonim who insisted that you need Tagim and a Get, so then the other Rishonim insisted you need Mukav Gvil. You carry over all the Dinim, Sefer, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, you carry them over to a Get, because they're all Dinim, that's the question. Are they Dinim in Ksav, in Kol HaTarakula, or are they Dinim in Hechsher, Sefer, Tefillin, and Mezuzah? So Tosfos has an alternate way to read Agamar. Letzvicha Demura doesn't necessarily mean that there's ink overlapping from the second line to the third line, from the third line to the second line, and he was makna one kinyan to the wife, all of the ink, wherever there are words written with all of the empties, with all of the background near it. You don't have to read Lo Tzvicha de Ma'ura, that there's ink connecting between all the different lines. Ma'ura means that there's a long chop that goes into the opening on top of the tes, or there's a lamed, the head of the lamed goes into the bottom of the hay. So he gave to his wife the osius, wherever there are osius, and all of the empty space around the osius, within an eighth of an inch, within a quarter of an inch to the osius. But the big empty space, ben shita l'shita, that he's not giving his wife. So that's the Gemara Sofik. What's the din, ben shita l'shita mahu, in such a case if it's mura? So why is that a Sofik? So then it should be good. So we don't understand what's the Sofik. If it's not Me'ura, then the Gemara says it's Sefer Echad v'lo Shnayim v'Shlosh Svarim, then it's not acceptable. Then we had an interesting din over here. The Gemara is quoting the chapter from Yirmiyah. Sefer HaMikne, two lines from the bottom of Chof HaMebeis. Yirmiyah's cousin came from the city Anasos. The Babylonian armies were just about to capture all of Eretz Yisrael. And all the real estate in Eretz Yisrael went down. It was worthless. Everything was lost its value. Everyone's going to be sent into Golos. They're all going to lose their homes. All the homes are worthless. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Yirmiyah that he tells him his cousin is going to come. He's going to want to sell his house and he should buy the house. So he goes through he buys the house, he gives him the money, and he writes the documents. Rav Shlom told him to write two shtaris, a shtar Pashut and a shtar Mekusha, a Sefer HaGoloi and a Sefer HaChosim. A Sefer HaGoloi is by us, normal shtar. Everything is written on one side of the page. And a Sefer HaChosim is that you write a little bit, you fold it up and you sew it up. You write a little bit more, you fold it up and you sew it up. That's called Sefer HaChosim, that it's closed. That's the Get Mekusha. Why did he write two shtaris on the same karka? You can be kind of karka with one shtar. What was the need? So the Rabban Shalom explains Benavu, and then Yirmiyah Navi asked the Rabban Shalom, why did you command me to buy the field? It's worthless. What kind of a ridiculous investment is this? I should pay the full value of the real estate. We all know that the Babylonian soldiers are about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabban Shalom tells him this is a siman for Klal Yisrael, so they shouldn't give up hope that they're going to be sent into Golas Bavel and they'll never come back to Eretz Yisrael. No, they should know. It's only going to be for 70 years and everybody's coming back. They're all still going to come back. And you should buy the field and put away the document Unisatam Bichli Cheres. You should put the both documents in a container that it should last for a long time. You may not live so long, but your children and your grandchildren will be there when Shivasim will take place after the 7 years of Golas Bavel. So you'll be able to use this shtar Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, and you'll be able to claim this field when you'll come back from Golas Bavel. This is a siman for all of Bnei Yisrael that they're all going to come back after the 70 years. Why did he need two shtaris? So that the Rabban Shalom doesn't explain, but indirectly he explains. Yirmiyah Navi says that human beings don't always understand everything that's happening. We think we have one understanding of history, and then we think we can guess what's going to happen next. But a lot of times we don't fully understand. So Rabban Shalom says that in life, sometimes there's things like a Sefer HaGoli. It's very obvious. You read a Get, you read a Shtar, Pashut, everything is open, everything is clear. And then sometimes it's like a Shtar Mekusher, things are concealed. Sefer HaChosim, there are secrets in life. So the Muslim told him, you should buy the field. It doesn't make any sense to you right now, but you should understand that in the future, it will be of value. The Golas Bavel is just going to be temporary. After 7 years, it's going to come back, and you'll be able to claim the field based on this. So that's the reason, perhaps, but that's what it sounds like in the Tanakh. That's the reason why I told him to write two shtaris, a Sefer HaGoli and a Sefer HaChosim, a Sefer Get Poshet and a Get Mekusha in the same field, to indicate to him that not all of life is so goloi. There are a lot of things in life and in history that we don't fully understand. So you have to do the Ratzon Hashem even if we don't understand. Baruch Hashem tells him to buy the field. So the Poshet meaning, the Pashut translation of the word Sefer HaMikne, Sefer doesn't mean a book, Sefer Kosla, Sefer Krisis. What does it mean, Sefer Krisis? Ashtar. Ashtar Gerishin. So over here, Sefer HaMikne means Ashtar Kinyan. Sefer HaMikne means Ashtar Kinyan, to be coined in the Karka of Ashtar. So the Gemara reads, the Gemara interprets an additional level of interpretation in the expression, in the phrase in Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer HaMikne, as if it were to be read Sefer HaMakne, that the piece of paper has to belong to the Makne, and he has to, the owner of the house, and he has to give over the piece of paper to the Koina, and that's how he's Koina. So the Gemara says that this is true by every Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar Kinyan, the piece of paper, has to belong to the Makne, the Das HaMeschaiben has to give it over to the Koina. So the Gemara says there was a Mishnah in Hadeus that there was a Zaken, a learned individual lived in a village, and he used to write shtaris, and all the paper belonged to him. So the Gemara says he was probably makna the piece of paper to the other people before he bought the karka from them, so as not to violate this din, a sefer makna. And the same when a husband is giving a get to his wife. So the sefer writes the get. The sefer comes with a big pad of paper with a whole bunch of pieces of paper. It has to be makna the paper to the husband so that the get is written on the husband's paper, and the husband is either makna the paper to the wife, or he hands it over to the wife, however you'll read, either like the tzoyis or not like the tzoyis, and kaswal yisuri hano. Fine, I have to have sefer makna. So Tosfos has an innocent little comment over here. The bottom Tosfos, v'im ta'ima, bottom Tosfos, achofim beis, ma inyan shtori havoa leget. Tosfos says there are two types of shtoris, there's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. So this Gemara only has such a din that you need Sefer HaMakne if it's a Shtar Kinyan. But if it's a Shtar Raya, then Tosfos thinks there's no need for Sefer HaMakne. And Tosfos assumes that a Shtar Halvoa for the purpose of being able to be goyva from the chasam shibadim, from the lekuchas, is only a shtar raya. They don't think that that's a shtar kinyan. That's a pilpul that we discussed when we learned Daf Gimel and Beis. That was a recurrent theme in the Masechta that came up every so often. There were rayas lekan or lekan. There was a major machlokes in Rishonim. So we saw that Rabbi Yehuda's son has a collection of tshuvas that's called Shivas Tzion. So in his tshuva he points out that this Taisvis on Chacham and Beis is in disagreement with the Taisvis on Gimel and Beis. The Taisvis on Gimel and Beis has two opinions, but they hold the Iker opinion is, and the Taisvis Gimel and Beis, the Shtorei Halvoye, are Shtorei Kinyan, to be Koina Shimon Nechasim. Shimon Nechasim is a Kinyan Lachatzon, that the Malva has a Kinyan in the Karkois of the Loiva. All the Karkois of the Loiva belong to the Malva with respect to Gvia Sachayiv. And our Taisvis writes Faker. Our Taisvis writes like the other opinion that Taisvis rejected on Gimel and Beis, really Tupshatim and Rashi. The Taisvis quoted the Tupshatim on Gimel and Beis, and they chose one. So this Taisvis chose the other one. Two opinions in Taisvis. The our Taisvis holds that Shtori Halvoye, that enabled the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas, is not that the Shtar Halvoye serves as the Shtar Kinyan. If there's a Shtar Raya on Halvoye, then we assume Islay Kola. Once we assume Islay Kola, so maybe there's going to be Shimon Nechasim. You don't need a Shtar Kinyan to be Koina the Shimon Nechasim. Yeah, but it's interesting, Taisa, that's the one premise. The second premise of the Taisa was Shtari Halvoa, to enable the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas, are only Shtari Rai. But the first premise was also interesting. Taisa assumes that Dovah Pasha, that this special halach of Sefer HaMakneh, the drosha, it's not Lefi Pshuto, the simple reading is Sefer HaMikneh, Shtar Kinyan. The drosha that has to be Sefer HaMakneh only applies to Shtori Kinyan, don't apply to Shtori Raya. Why is that? So Taisus seems to be understanding Nesinas Hashtar in two different ways. The Shtar doesn't begin to function until you have Nesinas Hashtar. You have the Das HaMeschayv has to write the Shtar or authorize the writing of the Shtar, and then it has to give it over to the Baal Hashtar. The Das HaMeschayv gives it over to the Baal Hashtar. Baal Hashtar is the one to whom the husband writes the get, he's the Das HaMeschayv, and the wife is the Balas HaShtar. It was intended to be given to her. So Taisus distinguishes between Shtori Kinyan and Shtori Raya. That in a Shtar Kinyan, Tfisas Bal HaShtar requires Haknoas HaNiyor. You have to be Makna. You have to give it over. You say HaNiyor Shali, that's no good. And it has to be Sefer HaMakna. The piece of paper has to belong to the Das HaMeschayv. It has to be Makna to the other party. But if it's a Shtar Raya, Taisa says, just by being Matvis, the Raya Biyodo, he has a Raya now. Before he didn't have a Raya, now he has a Raya. That itself is called the Nesinas Hashtar. That itself is called Tfisas Baal Hashtar. So you don't really need that it should be Makna, the piece of paper, to him. That's what Taisa seems to hold, that by Shtori Raya, Tfisas Baal Hashtar just means, if he has the Raya Tachas Yodoi, so then that's called Nesinas Hashtar. You don't have to be Makna, the piece of paper, to him. Yeah, what do we leave out? The Taisus on the bottom of Yutes on the base points out Tzrichon Mekarye. The Gemara has a din that when the husband gives the get to the wife, they have to have Eidus L'kim Adover when he gives over the get. So the Eidim have to know that it's a get. That just the husband just says Bal Peh Harez Gitech Unshay, and the Eidim never see it. So the Gemara said the Eidim have to read it. Let's say when the husband shows the get to the Eidim and they read it, then he folds up the get, he puts it in his pocket. And then he takes it out and he gives it to the Isha. So the Gemara talks about such a case. They read it, then he puts it in his pocket, then he pulls it out. So the Gemara says there is a possibility that he switched it, that he took out a different piece of paper. So that's what the Ri Hoyerogil Likris Kaidim Anasina Lachar Anasina, the last four lines in the Tosfos on Yutes on the base, the Ri introduced the practice that the Eidim should read the get immediately before the get is given over to the Isha, and then they should read it again after the Baal gave it to the Isha, read it again. Why? Because Tosfos and the Gemara, they quote from the Mishnah Daf Pei later on. The Mishnah has a situation, the couple is getting divorced and the husband is going to pay the ksuba. So the husband authorizes the sefer, write a get for my wife, and I'm going to pay you $10. And the Isha authorizes the sefer, write a shaver to my husband, he's going to pay me, when he divorces me, he's going to pay me the whole amount of the ksuba, and I want to give him a receipt, I want to give him a document that says that it's all fully paid up. So the sefer was paid by the Baal to write the get. He's paid by the Isha to write the sefer. And he gives the Baal the get and he gives the sefer to the Isha. And the husband pays the ksuba and the wife gives the sefer to the husband. Then a year later, they look at what they have in their pocket. So lo and behold, the wife has the sefer and the husband has the get. It means that by mistake, he never gave the get to the wife. And she never gave the sefer to the husband. Never gave the sefer to the husband, so no great loss. But he never gave the get to the wife. It means that she's still married, and she's married to someone else in between. So the Mishnah on Daf Pei, Mishnah Gemara discuss how do you deal with such a case? How do you deal with such a case? So how could it be? What happened? So obviously the husband, the Yadim, have to read the get before they give it. So the Yadim had the get, and the Baal put it in his pocket, or someone else, the rabbi, put it in his pocket. And then the rabbi, the Baal, took out a different piece of paper. The Gemara talks about such a possibility. Of such a confusion. So that's why they reintroduced that the Yadim should read the get twice. They should read the get immediately before it's given over to the Isha, and then they should read the get right after the Nesina to the Isha to make sure that there was no confusion, wasn't mixed up. Yeah, then on Kosval Yisuri HaNoah, the Gemara brings out a point that that's really a chiddush. It says, V'nosan, Kosval is a kriso, V'nosan b'yado. So what is the word V'nosan? So usually mean Vinasa means he give a kishir nisina. He give a kishir. This is quotes from the Gemara. This is on Chofam and Aleph. Dibra Maskal Dilma. Quotes from Menachas Dav Samach. It says, when you bring a minchas choytei, le'yitan aleh, le'yosem aleh Hashem, ve'yitan aleh levoyna. So it has a love, lo yosim alei al shemen, lo yitan alei al levoina. So the Gemara says, lo yosim alei al shemen, isima bekol shuv. Lo yitan alei al levoina is only nisina bekishir. So you need, you're only in violation of lo yitan alei al levoina if you put a kishir, if you put a full kezayis. If you put a full kezayis. So Tosis is pointing out over here. Here it says Venasam Biyada. So I would have thought then the Sina Bikashir. So that's the Chiddush that the Amoraim said, that Tanaim said, that if you write the get on Sirei HaNoah is not Shavu Pruto, that's for sure, it's not Shavu Pruto. So still called the good Nesina. So I come over there, we insist that Nesina is Bikashir. Here Nesina doesn't need a Shir. You have other Gemaras also. Venasam HaKoyin is HaKoydesh. So the Gemara says, if a Zar she'ochal truma b'shegei, and the shavius that the Zar has to pay is less than the Shavu Pruta, so you don't pay. One time it says you don't pay because the Loshon HaPasuk is v'nosan l'akoyin esakar. Nosan, you mean the Sina b'kashir. So how come sometimes the Sina does require b'kashir, and here by the get it doesn't require b'kashir? So Tosfos gives a few guidelines. So Tosfos says, well, if in one Pasuk it says, you have two different verbs. It says Sima with respect to Shemen and the Sina with respect to Levoina. So why did you switch a verb? You should have used the same verb. If you say so obviously there's a difference. So one is Bikashir and one is Pachas Mikashir. The Sina is Bikashir, but over here it's not in contrast to anything else. So here the Sina does need a Shir. I hakam by the Zar Shachal Truman B'Shoig, also it's not in contrast to anything else. It just says, V'nasan L'Akoinis HaKoidesh. Because it says Nesina, so one time it says that Nesina has to have a minimum of B'Shoig Pruto, who's that Abishol? So it says, Hadu Yom Abishol Per Kol Shop Sochim Daflam Beis. Zar Shachal Truman L'Mechai Pochis B'Shoig Pruto, Mishim Shinei Mar, Mishim Dechziv Ha'ikra Chal Beis, V'nasan L'Akoinis HaKoidesh, and Nesina Pochis B'Gishi. It says, yeah, V'nasan L'Akoinis HaKoidesh, the Mashmois is, that you're making a tashlumin, you're making a piroin. So when it comes to a piroin, so you need a minimum of a shir. You need a minimum of a shavakut. But here, because we'll have kids for nasam b'yoda, it's not a piroin, it's not paying anything. You give the get, you give nesina the get, so there's no mashmois. It doesn't necessarily have the connotation of nesina b'kishir. Fine, okay. So Tosfos works on the different sources in Shas. When does Nesina have the connotation of the Kishir? When does it not necessarily have the connotation of Kishir? So one of the sources they quote is Hafrashas Truma. The Gemara says, Chita Achas, Pateres is Kol Akri. You have a room full of grain, a room so big, full of grain, stuffed from the floor to the ceiling, full of tefuah. So l'chatchila, the proper practice, the normal practices should be, an Adam Beinoni would give 2% for truma. He wants to be very generous, so let him give echad me'arboim. Okay. You should give more than echad me'arboim, is not mechuyif. And if he wants to save a little bit, so let him give echad mishishim. To give echad mishivim, that's not right. To give so little, that's not right. An Adam Beinoni gives echad mechamishim, gives 2%. What happens if he doesn't give the 2%? These are recommended amounts. The 2% that echad me'arboim and echad mishishim. What if he gives chita achas? The Gemara says chita achas pateres kol akrid. Give one kernel of grain, you have a billion, trillion, zillion kernels of grain. Mamish, less than a hundredth of a percent. You're also yoytze. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. How can it be yoytze? But it says that there's a mitzvah to give chav talad matnas kuhuna. And one of the chav talad matnas kuhuna is truma. So how are you in fulfillment of nesina? If it's only a chita achas, a kernel of grain is worth less than a shavu pruto. Where is that in the Sina Bikashir? So Taisa says, okay, that's one of the cases it's called an Asina, even though it's less than a Shir. So that is a famous comment from the Taisa's Rid on Kiddushin, on that same Gemara. The Taisa quotes Chitachas Pateresis Kolakriz in Kiddushin, Dafnun Ches. So the Taisa's Rid on that Gemara has a comment. He said, if you're going to give Chitachas, how will you be in fulfillment of Nesina Bikashir? He's supposed to give, the whole purpose of the truma is to support the Kohanim. The Kohanim are supposed to be doing Avodas HaKavonis in the Beis Hamikdash. They're supposed to be sitting and learning. How are they going to be supported if you're going to just give them chita achas? There's not enough to live on. It's not even enough for breakfast. What about lunch and supper? They have to eat food. They can't fast on Esim all the time. So the Tosfos Rid says there are two halachas over here. There are two separate halachas. There's one halacha when you machrish truma, you remove the Yisa Tevel. So that, the Gemara says, Chitachas Pateres says Kol HaKri, removes the Yisa Tevel from the whole Kri, from the whole room full of Tevel. But Enoch and Ami, you're not yet in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you're only going to give Chitachas, you're not going to give the 2%, you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nesinas Matnas Kuna. The Chav Talad Matnas Kuna have to be significant value. So, if you'll be mafresh chita achas, that'll remove the yisa tevel, but taki won't be yotze in the mitzvah of nesina. You have to give the chita achas to the kohen, but you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of nesina. In order to fulfill the matnas kuna, you have to be mafresh taka 2% or something close to it. So that's a famous chiddush that's known for the Nadi Bihuda. And Nadi Bihuda writes, he's the first one in the history of the world to come up with this idea that they're two separate dinim, and I'm surprised nobody ever came up with it before him. And that's what everybody points out, that the Tosfos Rid came up before. Yeah.
Isn't there a Gemara which, I don't remember, maybe you show me, which backs that up, that says, right, if you give truma until you give Akashishim, you can give it again, and the second part where you give the putter is, it's putter miyah, right, if you give the coin a present, just slam it to us. So it's tevel. The coin has to give Meisterzov whatever he has to give. But if you give truma, he doesn't have to give Meisterzov. So I think it says if you give twice, if you separate, let's say, 180 that you give, so if you separate more, until you separate 160 the first time, so it's putter from a...
It's still going to be putter from Atanas. I don't know. The Pashtus is that it's not so. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas on Daf Chof Zion, where the Gemara says you can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos early. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says there's a limit, you can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos Friday morning. So he says you have to plug a mincha, you have the ability, you have to plug a mincha, you can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, even before Ben Hashmashes. And it gives a mashal, if you want you can make it all Tosefes, if you want you can make only half a minute Tosefes. If you want, you can make half of it, you can make part of it Tosefes. So he says, and as much as your Mekabalas Tosefes is Chala, and he gives you the Mashal to Truma. He says, the Mishnah says in Mishnah Chala, if the person declares, how is it called Garna Truma? He wants to give everything, he's so benevolent, he wants to give 100% of all of the Tevel to the Kohen as Truma. So the Mishnah says, how is it called Garna Truma? Lo yam avu leklum. You have to have Reishis, Sheshi Yoreh Nikorim, you have to leave something over. So how much do you have to give? So the Mishnah says you can give, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Nunchas, you can give Chitachas, you can give 0.00001, or you can give 99.9999. You can't give 100%. You give 100%, it's no good. You have to give something in between. So as much as you give, you gave, and once you gave it, that's it. That's enough for the truma. You can't be mafrish truma again. Unless when you were mafrish the first time, he said, Beferi, this is the first installment and I'm not finished yet. If he says, I'm not finished yet, and I plan to give more, okay. So he wasn't mafrish. He didn't finish all of his afrashes. But if the first time he intended, this chitachas is going to be it, that's all I'm going to give, then the Rabbi Yonah says in Brachas, and the Pashtus in the Gemara is like that, that is ain't a bezach hazeh. You can't be mafrish b'zech hazeh. Once you're mafrish the truma, you can't be mafrish the second time. Unless milchatchila he said, this is the first installment, and I'm not finished. Okay, so he didn't finish his sentence. He says, I want this, a slow speaker. So I want this bushel to be truma, and I want that bushel. He wants it all to add up to 2%. Okay, so he didn't finish, he's going slowly. But if he finished, the first time he finished, then the Pashto says he can't be mafrish more. Once a truma was chal, so it's not tevel atovel a truma anymore. So then you can't be koreshem truma again.
I think it's the
Yishalmi beginning pair. Okay. Don't know. Not familiar. Could be the Yishalmi goes, if his intention from the very outset was that he wants to be mafrish more. Don't know. Then the Babli says that that everything will be chal. Then the Gemara in the second line from the top of Chof Aleph Man Aleph talks about Orev Hayotze La'acha Chisim Shtores. What is an Orev? Orev is a cosigner. He says to the Malve, in the event that the Loiva doesn't pay the Halvoa, I will make good, I will pay. So usually an Orev is Bishas HaHalvoa. The Malve only lends the money to the Loiva. The bank is not going to lend me $1 million. Where am I going to teach him? Where am I going to get the money to pay back? So they'll lend me $1 million if I get as a co-signer a wealthy person who has a lot of assets. So they know that in case I, the loiva, default on the debt, if I don't pay the halvoya, so the orev will pay. There's an institution of orev. So the Gemara said, that's an orev, bishas halvoya, and the orev is mishtabdeh because the malva lends the money to the loiva, and that understanding that if the loiva doesn't pay, the orev will pay. But then you have an orev lachachisim shtoris. The Malva already lent the money to the Loiva 5 years ago. And now a good Samaritan comes by and he says, in the event that the Loiva doesn't pay, I'll pay you. So how does that Orev get off the ground? The other Orev, we do understand, the Gemara says. When the Malva lends the money to the Loiva on the understanding of the Arevas, then how do we talk to understand that? The Gemara says, that we understand. How do you understand that? So that's also a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos understands, let's go back to basics. Why is the loiva mechuyev? What makes the loiva mechuyev to pay the halva? The loiva bar is $100. Why is he mechuyev to pay? So that's the din of matan mois. The malva lent $1,000 to the loiva. So the matan mois is mechayev the loiva to pay back. It's the same thing. If I'm coming to your house, be kesef. So I pay you $100. The house is worth $1 million. Not worth $10 million. I pay you a karkas niknas beprutas. I pay you $10, pay you $100, and I'm kind of the house. Matan mois is kind of. I give an isha a ring. The ring is worth $250, and I'm kind of issue. So that's a din. Matan mois is a kinyan. So by a halva also, matan mois is kind of. The malva lends money to the loiva. So that's a matan mois. And matan mois is kind of the shibudin from the loiva. So that's nicha, that the matan mois to the loiva is mechayiv the loiva. What's mechayiv the orev? So the Pashtus in the Gemara is the Matan Mois to the Loiva al Pitzibuya, Shel HaOrev, is considered as if the Matan Mois had been done to the Orev as well. There are different kinds of Orev. Sometimes, let's say, the Orev tells the Malva, lend $1,000 to the Loiva, and I will pay you back the money and don't bother the Loiva at all. So then it's mamsha halva to the arif. It's not halva to the loiva at all. That's called an arif shlov dos. The loiva is out of the picture. It's a halva between the malva and the arif. And instead of giving me the money, I'm going to give the money to the loiva. So instead of giving the money from the malva to the arif, he gives the money to the loiva. But it's really a halva to the arif. Then you have another two kinds of arif, where the loiva is mechuyif to pay back. So normally, the din in the Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra is, ein goyv min ha'arif tchila. If the malva lends money to the loiva, he lends him $1,000. So when it comes to zman apiram, when the year is up, or the 3 years are up, whatever the zman, they were kaveya. So the malva has to try to collect the money from the loiva. In the event that the loiva has no assets, he can't pay. So then you have a right to go collect from the arif. But you're not allowed to go lachat tchila to the arif. Ein goyv min arif tchila. And then you have an arif kablon. The arif says, lend the money to the loiva, and when it comes to zman apiron, when the year or the 3 years are up, you have a right, you should feel free to come directly to me, or to go to the loiva, either one or the other. You don't have to go through this whole procedure of ein goyvim in harif tchilo, that you should go waste your time and try to collect money from the loiva first. Whichever is in your best interest, either collect from me or collect from him. So those are the three different kinds of arif. So usually we assume like Tosis that the matan, if he's an arif b'shas ha-halvoye, so the matan mois of the malve giving the money to the loiva al pi tzivui ha-arif is considered as if there had been a matan mois done to the arif. A matan mois is mechayiv, just like matan mois is kind of karka, matan mois is kind of kiddushin, so matan mois is kind of halvoye. The Gemara has that lashon in kiddushin, malakesav shken koinim v'alma v'koinim kar. You learn out kicha kicha is the Ephraim, that just like kesef is kind of karka and it's kind of halvoah, it's kind of the shibudim from the loiva that the loiva has to pay back. So it's kind of ishus, matnamos is kind of ishus. That's how Tosfos, the Mechaber, quotes this from Tosfos and Ezel Neshech, that let's say I borrow $10,000 from the bank and my son needs it. My son is buying a home. So he'll go to the bank. My son doesn't have a job, so he'll go to the bank and say he wants to borrow $10,000. They won't lend him the money. So but I have a job, so they'll lend me the money. So I borrow $10,000, but let's make $100,000. You can't buy a house for $10,000. Let's make it $500,000. So I borrow $500,000 from the bank, and the bank is going to charge me interest. I give the $500,000 to my son. I give him the check from the bank, and I say, here's the payment schedule. The bank wants to get paid on this day, this amount of money. Well, the Karen with the ribis, you take care of everything and shine. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Taisus that that's ribis kitzutza deraisa. Why is that? Because there are two different halvois here. The bank lent me the money. The bank didn't lend the money to my son. He doesn't have a job. They're not going to lend him a penny. I have a job. I have an account in the bank. So they lent me the $500,000. Then I made a halva to my son. I lent my son $500,000 and I told him, I want you to pay more than $500,000, not to me. Don't pay a penny back to me. Pay all the money back to the bank. Pay according to the payment schedule. Pay the carrot and the ribbis according to the chart. So Tosfos, the Mechaber quotes the Tosfos, that that's a violation of ribbis ketzutza deraisa. Well, how is that ribbis ketzutza? But he's not giving anything to me. My son doesn't give a penny to me. So Tosfos says, the matnamos to the bank, al pi tzivui, my son is going to pay the keren with the ribbis to the bank because I instruct him to. I don't want to pay the keren. I did my son a favor. I borrowed the $500,000 from the bank. They're not going to lend it to him. He doesn't have a job. So they lent it to me. So I did my son a favor. And I said, here's a halvoah, $500,000, and you make all the payments to the bank. So his payment of all of the keren with the ribbis to the bank, al pi tzivui, is considered as if he had done the matan mois to me. So Tosfos writes, Mechaber Hilchas Ribbis in the Yeridei writes, that's a violation of ribbis ketzutza deraisa based on the principle of orech. So Machne Ephraim writes, if you look in the Rambam, you see the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam does not understand orech like that. The Rambam doesn't understand orech to mean the matnamois to the loiv al pi tzivui ha-orech al pi tzivui is considered as if you did a matnamois to me. No, the Rambam just says, if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100, I'm obligated. You don't need any kinyonim. The Rambam says, the first rule in Hilchas Mechira, Perak Alf, Aloch Alf, the Rambam writes, Ein amekech nikta medvarim. If I have karka metalkalim, I can't transfer ownership to someone else without making a kinyon. In the end of Hilchis Mechira, the Rambam says, if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $500,000, I become a chuyim. There's no need for my sekinyan. Taisus Bekamim says that it's not true. In order to create his chayv, he's also need a my sekinyan. And the Rambam denies it. So the Rambam proves his point. V'haraya, Arev. Arev, there's no kinyan. The Malva makes a kinyan with the loive matamoyas. He lent him the money. That's a kinyan matamoyas. But the Malva with the Arev, there is no kinyan. So Taisus says there is a kinyan. Taisus says the matamoyas to the loive alpit siva ha'arev is considered as if the matamoyas have been done to the Arev. So the Rambam denies that. The Rambam says no. From the fact that there is an institution of Arev, this is an indication that one can create a hischaivus on himself without any need for any maizikin. So now the question is, according to the Rambam, that's how every Arev works. So you have an Arev lachachisim shtaris can also work. He's not only an Arev oivalasiyasam before the Malva lent the money to the Loive. The Malva lent the money to the Loive 5 years ago. And now the Malva is all nervous. How is the Loive ever going to pay up? So a good Samaritan walks in and he says, don't worry. If the Loive doesn't pay, I'm going to pay it back. So according to the Rambam, we can create a hischaivus without any maisa kinyan at all. The only thing is that according to the Rambam, this should be considered, the Gemara raises an issue of asmachta. So it's going to be an issue of asmachta. So we're going to deal with that. But basically, there's no need for any kinyanim according to the Rambam. It'll just be a problem of asmachta. But according to Tosfos, that you need a kinyan in order to create the hischaivus of the Arev. So you have an Arev hayotzei lachachisim shtoris. How does he get off the ground? So the Gemara, Tosfos understands that the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kul Beis Amud Aleph, raises the question and says, from that Mishnah, in the end, that's the Mishnah in the very end of Bav Basra. The last sugya in Bav Basra is about Arev. So the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kul Beis, quotes a machlokes of Yechon Meshlokesh, chayv ani lachmana bishtar. Is he chayv or not? And the Gemara says the Mishnah Bav Basra is a writer, Rabbi Yechanan, and that's how we pass it. Like Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Loch is always like Rabbi Yechanan against Reish Lakish, with three exceptions to the rule. The Gemara Perak Acholitz and Yimam, this is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So the din is over here like Rabbi Yechanan. So what does it mean? Chayv Alin Lachmana Bishtar. So the Rabbi Natam learns, Tosis over here quotes, the top Tosis on Chafal from Aleph. So on the third line, I Upirish Bequintris, and Rashi over there in Ksubis has a whole pshad. However, the Pirush Rabbi Natam Nichet. Rabbi Natam has a different pshat. So Rabbi Natam is the famous pshat. Rabbi Natam learns that the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish is, I write on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $500,000, and I give you the piece of paper. If I say, Baal Peh, I hereby obligate myself to give you $500,000, so just like Ein HaMekech Niknei Midvarim, so the Hischaivus is not Chal Bidvarim. But if I write it down on a piece of paper, so that's the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, the shtar is only good to be kind of karka, it's not good to be kind of metaltalim. So chiyav mammon is like metaltalim. It's not like karka, so you can't be kind of his chayvis mammon bishtar. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that you can. It's a question why. Taisus there asked the question. Chiyav mammon is like metaltalim, so metaltalim are not niknim bishtar. That's Taisus kasha, so they give it in. So according to Rabbi Natam, that's what's going on over here. Arav hayotze lach echisim shtarois. The Arev creates the Hischaivus of Arev al yidei shtar. So the Gemara here corresponds to the Gemara there in Ksubas Daf Kol Beis. And Tosis had a kasha according to Rashi. Okay, we better daven mincha and we'll have to. We left off in the middle of the Rashi. Okay. We'll probably finish all the Chazorah tomorrow, no? We'll try to finish all the Chazorah tomorrow.